It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday, July 24th, 2026 edition. Second half hour of hour number three. Joining us from the road right now, returning back from Lansing, is Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk's attorney, Kevin Kieske. You all know that he ran for Attorney General for the Republican Party. Well, he was retained by Victoria Bishop to represent her at the Board of Canvassers hearing today in Lansing, and he has pulled over and has agreed to come on the show. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Was able to watch you on YouTube link that you provided to us during my show. I had a history lesson going with Pastor Chatfield, and I explained to him I'd be monitoring the hearing. Good job on presenting the oral arguments. Why don't you explain to the folks the process? Why were you in Lansing? Why did you have to be retained to represent Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop on a recall petition language hearing?
Sure. So I'll kind of walk you through some of the highlights about how this got to where it got to today. So there's an individual in Antrim County that filed language seeking to collect enough petition signatures so that it would force a recall election regarding Victoria Bishop. It's the Board of Canvassers in Lansing. These are the people responsible for approving petition language. There are four members on the Board of Canvassers, two Republicans and two Democrats. And for the petition language to move forward, you would need to have at least three out of the four approve. But there was today the result of a 2-2 deadlock. Two Republicans voted against advancing the petition. Two Democrats voted the sense of wanting to have it be approved. And because it's deadlocked, the petition is dead. But it does not stop anyone from possibly trying to refile something in the future. But we were successful today really because of one thing. Michigan law requires that we actually have particularity and specificity. There needs to be an act of an officer that is put in the petition with an actual date ascribed to it. And what ended up happening today? Well, I made the argument that there was nothing whatsoever within the language that was proposed that said Victoria Bishop did X. If anything, it was other people or other entities made allegations or said things about Victoria Bishop. So that's the problem and why the rule of law prevailed today.
Now, on that point, there was additional discussion, which I've seen many of these hearings. I don't recall them ever doing post-analysis of the vote. But basically, they gave the members of the board opportunity to basically tell the petitioner what was wrong with it and basically why they voted for or against it. Is that an accurate interpretation of what I saw going on there in the hearing room?
Generally close, but I think why they did this, why they had this conversation after the vote was taken, is because it was a deadlock of 2-2. If we take a look, for example, which we included as part of our exhibit submission packet, all of the decisions of the board from 2019 up to about 2023, most of them don't result in a deadlock whatsoever. Usually it's unanimous for, unanimous against, or maybe a 3-1 decision either way. Very rarely will you see something 2-2. And again, I know you have two Republicans and two Democrats that, you know, statutorily need to be on this particular board of canvassers, but they try to be collegial, and I get that to a certain extent. So I think that's why they were conversing with each other. At the end of the day, I actually thought it was interesting how they gave their reasons, and their reasons for the Republicans mirrored exactly what I said. You can't just have a recall by accusation. And in fact, I'll conclude with this. One of the Democrat members of the board, when she was addressing my comments and my submission, and again, I'm just paraphrasing, not a direct quote, but she said, Mr. Kievsky, I have to give it to you. You did a great job in your written submission, and she actually even used the term really convincing. But then she said, but ultimately, I think we just, you know, need to leave this up to the voters. Well, you know, thanks for the compliment, but you really should have voted with us to make it a 1-3 decision, 1-2 advance and then 3-2 reject. But it was 2-2.
Now, on that point, they can amend the language and come back and simply file it. Is there any, because I noticed the petitioner, she was there by herself. She wasn't represented by an attorney. Can they simply rewrite the wording and come back soon without an attorney? Is this something that needs to be appealed? What's that next step process potentially if they choose to move forward?
Well, if they want to move forward, they really have two different avenues. Within 10 days of today, they could file an action with the Michigan Court of Appeals. And then three appellate judges would sit in judgment, and then I would have to reply to whatever they submit. And usually Court of Appeals and something like this, you're taking a look at about like a month, maybe 40 days. That's a long, arduous, expensive process. And I'm glad that we didn't have to go through it. But if they want to appeal, then I would have to respond on behalf of my client or on behalf of Vicki Bishop.
Right.
What I would probably expect is it's not to amend, but they would actually have to come up with new language, resubmit it, and then by law, it would have to end up before the Board of Canvassers for approval. And that meeting needs to happen usually according to statute. I think it actually uses the range of 10 to 20 days. Here's the biggest thing. Biggest thing is that if these people were very organized, and this goes with anyone, I don't care if we're talking about Victoria Bishop recall petition or any recall petition today, but if people were very organized and they got that language approved today, the next step would actually sort of be possible where they can actually get the recall primary on the election ballot, which would be in November, and that would be part of the general election. That didn't happen today. And because of that, even if they actually have language approved or whatever else, not trying to give information to the other team, but I mean, it's just all there in statute. The earliest possible thing for them to actually get something on a ballot, if it were approved, would be like in May of next year. So you don't have to really worry, I would say, too much for an election now and hopefully not in the future. But it depends upon what they're doing. And I even got asked by a reporter on the way out, you know, this was a big win for your client. I'm just paraphrasing their question. Do you think you'll be back? And I told them, I don't know, because you really need to talk to the other side. The rule of law prevailed in Michigan today. And I said this, you know, to them, and I really mean it. And I know most of your, if not all of your listeners are Republican, but if I had a Democrat official approach me with the same fact pattern, I would still do the same thing because it's the right thing to do. This is not about partisanship. This is about following the rule of law. And I'm glad that the board did not advance the petition today.
And then the final question, this process, like you said, is applicable to any elected official in the state of Michigan. Any elected Correct. Official in a 4-year term office can be recalled in years 2 and 3. They can't be recalled in the first or the fourth year, but they can in years 2 and 3. But this applies, this process, Kevin, this could apply to township supervisors, township clerks, county commissioners. This is not restricted just to state representatives, state senators. This is applicable to every elected official in the state of Michigan, correct?
That's correct. And I'll give you a personal example. Well, I'm not involved, but it happens in my county. So Oakland County, Bob Woodward, the chairman of the Board of Commissioners for Oakland County, just was recalled in the sense of like having petition language approved. Except it's weird how the laws work. County commissioners and certain other people, that actually goes in front of the county board of canvassers. But for countywide elected like officials, like a clerk, a prosecutor, other folks like that, that goes in front of the state board of canvassers. So what's going on in Oakland County with a commissioner who happens to be the chair, they're in litigation at Oakland County Circuit Court. That's where they get to appeal. But yeah, this is applicable to anyone, just slightly different rules depending upon the position we're talking about.
Very good. Very good. I got one text message that just came in. Said, Kevin, is this something as your practice? You're an attorney. You ran for attorney general. How many of these type of recall situations have you been involved in before, or was this your very first one?
Oh, it's my very first one, but I'm going to be very honest, and I'm not trying to poo-poo or do anything to disparage any other attorney. This stuff is fun. This stuff is interesting, and it's not all that difficult if you do the reading. So, I mean, I've been in front of the State Board of Canvassers before. I filed federal election commission complaints. I have some, you know, potential election litigation that's going to be occurring right after the primary, but I can talk about that later. And I actually have represented members, the sitting members of the legislature, in addition to people running for Congress in various districts. So, no, I still like this stuff because I want to fight for what's right, and I'm happy to do it.
Very good. Excellent. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to pull over and to talk with us, and appreciate the update, the field report. But basically, stay tuned. It could possibly not be over, but for today, it is over.
It is. And thanks so much for having me on. And let's make sure that we make Michigan ruby red again in November.
Amen to that. All right, sir. Greatly appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Take care.
Bye-bye. So again, that's a field report from the attorney himself, Kevin Kievsky, retained by Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop to represent her at the Board of Canvassers hearing today in Lansing. Two Republicans voted no, two Democrats voted yes. So because of that, it did not pass, and the recall petition language was not approved. We'll see where this goes. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Friday, July 24th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate Kevin Kievsky giving us a field report update from Lansing Board of Canvassers meeting this morning. Also, text messages that came in. Thank you very much for those. And also want to remind you, tomorrow is the party. You've heard the commercials. You've heard me talk about how to get your tickets. Well, you basically have about 27 hours. 3 o'clock tomorrow, ticket sales will stop. The event will start. You can get your tickets online, libertymountainusa.com. Click on events. Go there. Get your ticket. Come to this party tomorrow. Really won't get rocking and rolling until about 4:35 o'clock. But then it's going to just be a phenomenal event. Music, food, beverages, all kinds of activities there. They're going to have vendors with certain items that you may want to take a look at. Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge will be there with all of his Trump gear. And then the speakers will be coming. Senator Jim Runstead, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, will kick it off. And then we'll get right into it. Mike Rogers will be there speaking. Perry Johnson for governor's coming. We also have confirmation that now John James has confirmed he'll be coming. We've got Ted Nugent. His family band is coming. Scott Page from Pink Floyd. Dave Mead's going to be there. Dave Landau, the comedian, he's going to be entertaining the folks. And at the end of the night, when it's all done with the Ted Nugent concert, we're going to have fireworks. So it's going to be a great event. This is a fundraiser, folks, for the Michigan Republican Party. After all the expenses of running the event, the net proceeds is going to be split between the Michigan Republican Party, and the other 50% will be given to the local county parties that participate. So if you want to have your county party in the profit sharing of the profits from this fundraiser, just go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, buy a ticket. In the ticket process, it'll ask your name, address, cell phone, email address, and of course, what county you're from. And that will basically get your county into the profit sharing. So this is going to be a fundraiser event. Proceeds will go to the Michigan Republican Party as well as the county parties. But it's going to be a great time. This is the launch of the voting season for this primary. Also tomorrow, Saturday, July 25th, is early voting. If you're registered to vote, you can go to one polling place per county is obligated to be open from 9 to 5 for the next 9 days. Now, this is going to go through Sunday, August 2nd. Then they have the day off Monday, August 3rd, to get ready for the in-person voting on Election Day, which is August 4th. So again, starting tomorrow, Saturday, July 25th, 9 to 5 at one location in your county. If you don't know whether that location is your township, city, or village, you need to call your local clerk and say, where do I go to vote for early voting? It'll again start tomorrow, Saturday, July 25th. It'll run all next week, including Sunday, and next, the following Sunday, August 2nd. August 2nd at 5 o'clock, that's it. The 9 days of early voting is over. Monday, August 3rd, they're off. And then all the clerks will be open on Election Day. Polls will open at 7 a.m. and they will go until 8 p.m. And again, very, very critical that you guys get out and vote for the governor candidate. U.S. Senate on the Republican side, foregone conclusion. Mike Rogers has the only name on the ballot to vote for. The only real race is the governor's race. And again, full transparency disclosure, I have personally endorsed Perry Johnson over John James, and I would ask that you guys do the same. Vote for Perry Johnson, 9 days early voting, absentee ballot, or on Election Day, August 4th. The other races are down ballot. Those have to do with state Senate, state representatives. Then, of course, you'll be dealing with the judges in November. Whoever wins the primary races, congressman, first congressional district, we have the incumbent Congressman Jack Bergman and two challengers. Personally, I'm voting for Justin Michael to see what happens, whether or not he's able to unseat the incumbent Congressman Bergman and the other candidate who jumped into the race late, Matthew Denotter. He's a gentleman from downstate. I believe he's carpet-bagged up here into the district, doesn't really live in the district, but is running against Justin Michael and Congressman Jack Bergman. So those are the facts on that race. If you have any questions, give me a call. I'll be available all weekend. If you have any questions at all about who to vote for, text me, call me, be glad to get back to you. But we're packing up the studio. We're taking it down to Liberty Mountain. We're going to be broadcasting church services there Sunday morning from 11 to noon, as long as Liberty Mountain's website, internet, Wi-Fi is sufficient. Pastor Chatfield will be live on the radio from 11 to noon, and then we're packing up and coming home and getting back after the party. And I'm even been asked to come out and still help put up some Perry Johnson signs here in the Traverse City, Antrim County area. Good friend of ours, Tom Stillings, Rob Bargy. We're going to be doing that Sunday afternoon and then be ready to get back on this microphone Monday morning at 9 o'clock. So text me Saturday. I'll send you the link. Get your tickets. Come join us. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network.
Thank you. See you. Listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic